Knew if we had the shift motion that we'd have a good chance of getting kind of a 2-on-1. And we weren't thinking it was going to be Vaughn, but it was Vaughn. So I just kind of tried to press him as much as I could and give it to Kareem and let him outflank. And he made a good play and got the first down. And so it was just one of the game plan runs that we had in the game plan.
And when you got, like, I believe it was Tyreek on your right. Mm-hmm. Him out there, I mean, how much does the defense just have to respect?
Yeah, I mean, always. In every single play, they have to respect Tyreek's speed, Sammy's speed, and Kelsey's ability to make plays. And so I feel like when we're clicking on all cylinders, and today when we're spreading the ball around, it's hard for the defense to account for everybody.
Sammy's a guy that's been really unselfish this season. How rewarding is it when he's able to have two touchdowns and even have an 8-1
today?
Yeah,
I mean, it was really rewarding. I went up to him before the game, and I said that kind of said that, I mean, you owe these guys. I mean, he kind of was hurt in the last game and at the very beginning, and so they didn't really know kind of what kind of ability he brought to the offense. So I was happy for him to get out there, make a lot of really big plays that really changed the tide of the game.
Now, what does it say about the offense, the fact that Sammy, this is first big game here in Kansas City, you know, other guys are having big games each and every week, you know, makes it hard for opposing defenses.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for defense to account for everybody. I mean, Kareem, the last two weeks before this has been really playing his game and doing his thing. And then Tyreek had a big way everybody. So they usually try to take away one or two guys. And then it's my job and Coach Reed's job to just get it to the guys that are open. And we have no problem with throwing them to anybody on this team.
Patrick, you might have misspoken. You said first down. You scored a touchdown.
I'm thinking of a different wrong play. That one, it was kind of a – the option of pitching it to Tyreek and then, or shoveling it to Kareem. And so there was 55 Chubb, kind of, he got wide and respected Tyreek. And so I pitched it into Kareem. And then, I mean, he makes magic happen when it's in his hand.
So what your view of that, I mean, when you call the play, Andy said he liked the play. Yeah. When you flip it, are you not thinking touchdown, right? I mean, that was him doing what he does.
Well, yeah, I mean, I knew once he kind of got to that second level and it was one-on-one with the safety that there was a chance that he was going to break the tackle. I don't think I've ever seen one person in space tackle him. I mean, I call him the little cinder block. I mean, like, he just can't tackle that guy. And so once he had space, I knew he had a chance of at least getting forward progress and getting it down close, but he went over the top of everybody and got in the end zone.
What's that do for the team? I mean, everyone's so excited when you see him. Pumps you guys up as much as
easy. Yeah, I mean, just to see him go to work. I mean, it's kind of with everybody. Just to see these guys when they get the ball in space, they're able to make people miss or break tackles, and then get in the end zone. I mean, it's something special, and it gets everybody going, and it gets the O-line going, and it gets me going, and it gets the defense kind of rolling, and it's stuff that just gets the momentum in our direction.
Pat, you guys have as many touchdown passes as you had all last year. What's the difference between this year and last year? In that regard?
Yeah, I mean, I think just diversifying the ball around, guys making plays. I feel like just really running the scheme how it's how we're supposed to run it, and Coach Reed's calling great plays, and kind of we're getting those lucky chances and those lucky plays where we're getting the end zone.
What's your role in all of that?
For me, it's all about just getting the ball out of my hand. I mean, that's the biggest thing for me is as long as I'm getting the ball out of my hand, there's a good chance that good things are happening. And so I just try to – the O-line's protecting really, really well, and so I'm just getting it out of my hands and getting it to the playmakers, and they're scoring touchdowns.
First half of the season, you know, you're 7-1. What grade would you give yourself as well as the team that you think would be the season this first half?
Yeah, I don't know if it's hard to grade. I mean, I always feel like we could be better. I feel like we could score more points. I feel like we could win by bigger margins, but at the same time, I mean, this is the NFL. I mean, every team's good every single week, and we had a very tough schedule coming up with a lot of really good teams this first half of the season. And for us to be sitting here 7-1, I mean, I would love to be 8-0, but at the same time, I'm happy with where we are and where we're going.
What are the keys to having success in the red zone?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, you probably saw the frustration I had in the first drive of not getting in the end zone. I mean, whenever you play good teams like the Denver Broncos who have a really good defense, I mean, when you have those opportunities, you have to get in the end zone. And I feel like that was a difference between this time and the last time we played them was we scored and we had the opportunity to.
It turned out three-fourths of your plays were pass plays, one-fourth run plays. Is that by design?
Not at all. It was probably, if you would have just counted the RPOs and the passes off the run plays, I mean, we probably called over 50% of them were run plays called. and their linebackers were firing, and they were trying to stop the run. They were trying to stop Kareem. Like I said, the last two games, he's had two great ones. And so, I mean, I just got the ball out of my hand and got it to those guys in one-on-one matchups. And, I mean, that's the great thing about this team is, I mean, Kareem never said anything. I mean, he knows everybody's going to have their chance. Everybody's going to have their opportunity to make plays every single game. And so it just ended up being like that.
Marcos kept fighting, and you know, they played pretty well in the fourth quarter, especially, kind of stopped you guys in offense here and there. The defense really came through in that quarter. How big is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, when you're in this league, you have to win with every aspect of the game. You can't rely on the offense scoring 40 points. You can't rely on the defense giving up 0 points. I mean, everybody has to be on the same page. And I felt like we in this game, it kind of showed that the defense was getting some stops early, and the offense scored some points, and the defense held strong at the end. And the good teams do. They win games with every aspect of the game, and the special teams flipped the field. It felt like every single time they had the opportunity. And so, I mean, it speaks volumes of how this team is and how we can pick each other up. I mean, I threw an interception, and then the defense got a turnover the next drive. I mean, that just speaks to the team that we have.